wake up in the morning. Put on my denial. Welcome, everyone. This is Jacqueline Jacks, host of AVA Live Radio, and you're listening to the Behind the Music series. On the show today, I'm going to be talking with Dina from Beautiful Things. She just released this amazing reinvented 5-song EP that I can't wait to dig into. Probably you can't either if you love the 80s alternative rock style, which, you know, or dream pop, right? Which I am very much into because I think I grew up with it. Hi, Dina. Welcome.
Hi there. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's great to have you here. You know, the sound that you've captured, was it always your sound, or did you just get inspired to do it? Because I didn't hear what everything sounded like before you reinvented the songs.
I got inspired. Basically, there's lots of new technology available to musicians now that can really change, that may have been more difficult to, back when I made the album 10 years ago, mm-hmm. to achieve certain sounds that I wanted. And with the new technology, you can do more. And so I have some, the people that I have in my band and then my producers were using that technology. And I just thought, how great would it be to get to do these over again using these new resources?
Cool.
And I'm always inspired by, you know, what I listen to, what I hear from other artists as well. So that was really the catalyst for it.
I totally understand, because I just recently purchased a keyboard, right, in August for my birthday. And it was one I had my eye on for a long time. I love the company, and, you know, I've just always wanted one, but I always had like a baby grand, so it just didn't make sense to get another piece of equipment. So once I changed the studio, right, I was open to new things. And when I got it and I started digging into it, it had all this great, like, new technology. So you can just access synthesizers, and you can do it through plugins too. I mean, but there's so much now that it starts to open this landscape of things maybe we grew up with that are being used in music today. And that's really amazing for artists. I agree.
Yeah, it's incredible having any sound you could ever need at your fingertips. You know, mm-hmm. it really, as an artist, it's just a dream. So
right. What made you choose? I mean, when you, it was it literally just a piece of equipment or a sound that the producer ran by you and said, what about this? Or did you already have an affection for 80s alternative rock, or like this dreamy pop kind of thing? I always assimilate it with the Coors or like Dido, you know, Savage Garden, those type of things.
I love that music already. That it was just sort of harder to achieve it, I think, because I didn't have a lot of technology before. But now, since we do,
just open the world.
It was kind of easier to create that sound. Also, it's really just about finding people that you click with that understand the vibe that you're trying to achieve. So I think this time around, I had built relationships with people who kind of got it, you know, not that they didn't before, but just people who got it even more. And plus with the technology. So to answer your question, I had that love of that sound already. So it was really just, how do you get that into the recording, you know? And mm-hmm. it's hard when you maybe don't have the resources or the connections to people that can help you with that. And this time around, I had both of those things. So it was wonderful.
So as a musician and a songwriter, and, you know, having this band Beautiful Things, which is now starting to be identified in our viewers as this 5-song EP, right? Where do you go from here? Like, do you keep producing music just like this now that you have a template, you know it works, and there's an audience for it?
Yes, exactly. I think that we're working on a new song right now, and we're gonna, now that we've sort of had like this rebranding, this relaunch, mm-hmm. it's gonna be easier from now on to build from that. So whatever we do from now on will be kind of an extension of this new sound featuring this new technology, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's wonderful that you're in a place too where you feel comfortable here, Because a lot of times there's a lot of conflict going on within songwriters and musicians where they just don't want to stay in one place. You know, they don't want to explore everything they could have done and accomplished within a sound. And then, you know, they start bumping around right away. And then the audience gets left behind because they only have this one body of work that they really adored, but then they have to find it from other people. So you're in a good place with that, you know?
I agree with you. And I think it is a risk. I think, you know, I have some very loyal fans that are willing to kind of go on the journey with me. And I think it's good to do this as long as you stay true to the spirit of what you're trying to do. I think people will understand. I think it's when you kind of lose that centering force that might alienate people. But as long as you stay true to the real nitty gritty of what you love and that comes through, I think people get that. You know what I mean?
I do. Yeah. Now you took 10-year-old songs. So these songs were already released as Dreamworld, right? But were there more than 5 songs?
Yeah, there were. And I would have done all of the songs, but, you know, this was just taking, it taken about 2 years just to do these 5 songs. So I thought, hey, I'll just release it as an EP rather than taking another 2 years and doing all of them, you know. So it took longer than I thought it would take.
Yeah.
But I was so happy with what we had, and I thought it was good enough to do the EP on its own.
Can you walk me a little bit through what composed the 2 years? Like, from where you started, where did you start 2 years? Like, you just talked to the producer, and then 2 years out came the songs? Or was it 2 years since you just kind of got the idea in your head and then, like, kept moving forward? Walk us through that.
Oh, sure. So I had met my bass player, Graham Budd. He goes by Billy Budd. And we met, we actually work in the TV and film industry in LA. Mm-hmm. And we met on the set of the TV show True Blood.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and so we were talking one day. He told me that he was in this band called Screams for Tina, which I had always liked. And so we decided to work together, and he did a remix of a song that was on that Dreamworld album, and it sounded great. So I thought, hey, and that, you know, with his resources and the fact that he kind of just gets what we had a lot in common musically.
Mm-hmm.
I decided to keep expanding on that. And so during that 2 years was basically, okay, so it started off with one song, and then we wanted to get that just right. And then we moved on to the next song, and we wanted to get that one just right. And then,
yeah, labor of love.
Yeah. So in the meantime, we are working people. We do have jobs to do, so we don't have as much time as we would like to devote completely to music. But we managed to get this out, you know, as quickly as we could without sacrificing without cutting any corners as far as the sound goes.
And the quality. It's wonderful. I love the direction, but of course I'm a big fan of this style of music. You know, I feel like I grew up with it and I've always been revisiting it all the way through. So I recognized it right away. You know what I mean? And I knew exactly who to put it in front of that would enjoy it. And it seems like the fans have really, really taken to it. I've gotten, just so you know, I've gotten letters from people where they're like, God, you know, I was listening to the other music on the playlist and I've just fallen in love with Beautiful Things. And that's the kind of response that I love to hear, because literally it's an emotional addiction to the 5 songs. And that's really special. It's connected, you know?
Oh my gosh, that's so great to hear, because, you know, at the end of the day, that's why you do it. You want to connect with people. You want, mm-hmm. you want to give people something, some magic, you know?
I agree. Yeah.
And so if people are connecting with it, that just makes me so happy. Like, that makes my soul fulfilled.
yeah. I'm glad we got a chance to talk about it, because, you know, you don't always see the comments, because people will personally write back on the newsletter. And I love the fact that it emotionally was connecting with the audience and also industry people who will be watching from this point on, you know, to see if the consistency is there and if you continue on with the direction. And I think that's really a great start. It's something that now is memorable, you know, now Beautiful Things is moving forward and has a chance to move forward with this sound and this audience listening and paying attention. So coming out of the gate, that's a major win. It's just a big win in today's music business.
Thank you. And it really feels right. I feel like meeting you and talking to you and just, you know, the promotion that we've received from you, it just feels in my gut really right. And it feels like, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, and I think I was always sort of hesitant in a way to really put myself out there, but this time it doesn't feel that way. It just feels different for some reason. Like maybe the timing is really, it's time. It's the right time.
It is. Yeah. Right music, right time, right everything. You know, it works together. I think you've done a great thing, and you definitely found your sound, and that is so important. It feels good as an artist. You know, I know how that can be. It can be like a big struggle in the journey, but you just have to kind of like believe in the process, right? Because as you were coming up and creating music at different times, you kind of like embrace things that were important to you at that time. Do you ever feel like there are other sounds from you in particular that you have really loved in the past that we should pay attention to?
You mean that I've created or that I like in life that I listen to?
That you've created, like previous work, or is this going to be your best foot forward?
I think this is the best. I think that it would be really fun maybe if people did kind of discover on their own maybe my solo stuff.
Yeah.
But it's not something that I really want to push because I feel like as artists, you're always evolving.
Yeah.
And you kind of always want to stay in the present. So you want to always kind of, I don't want to say, I think the past is the past and I'm proud of what I've done, but at the same time, I always kind of look to the future and moving forward and evolving in that way. So it's kind of like, I'm proud of what I've done in the past and I'm happy if people go back and discover it, but it may not be what I want to push, you know, right now.
I completely agree. I think it's just the right direction. I was just curious if there was anything in your repertoire, you know, that was on top of mind that you were like feeling romantic about, you know. Sometimes you go back, like I had an artist the other day that recently discovered a new sound and they really love where they are. But there's like this angst about, you know, rock and roll and kind of like more of that psychedelic kind of sound. And they really struggled with it back and forth. And I think it's a conversation worth having just because so many artists are constantly struggling, trying to find out the sound. And when you arrive at a great place that people might resonate with, you know, how do you make that decision? How do you decide that, okay, I'm in the right place and this is okay. I need to stay here and keep working it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, exactly. I think this time around, I think we had kind of talked before, I had some psychological blocks with maybe confidence and some imposter syndrome, things like that.
Yeah,
I've really, really worked hard on those things this past year. And also I've worked hard on the visual aspect of our band. Just having the confidence and courage to really step up our social media game and trying to get press, things like that with a different kind of attitude now, with more of an attitude of, hey, this is just what I do. You know, it's okay. Like, I don't need to have these issues. And so I think that's all kind of come together. And I think to address what you're talking about with artists struggling, I think a lot of that is just there are some spiritual and psychological issues that you kind of have to move through, and then everything kind of comes together as you do that.
That's wonderful advice. Dina, thank you so much for being on the show today. It was so nice to talk to you. We had a little chat about songwriting before, so I'll link that up in the episode below, you guys, if you want to check out the last chat we had. Congratulations on this wonderful new EP, and I look forward so much to seeing this all evolve and keep going.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been so nice to talk to you.
That was Dina from Beautiful Things, her new song, Dream World, off of this revisited 5-song EP. It's just a complete reinvention, and I think they've done a great job. Listen for yourself on AVA Live Radio. Thanks for sharing this with a friend.
Wake up in the morning, put on my denial, living.